This is PodTech.net with content from KPIX Television and Common Sense Media, dedicated to improving the media and entertainment lives of children and families. For more information, go to commonsensemedia.org.
The death of the crocodile hunter Steve Irwin was not only a shock to adults, but to the children who loved his entertaining programs. Our media expert Jim Steyer is here with some thoughts on what parents should be aware of as their kids try to understand Irwin's death. Good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Thanks for being here. First of all, I think a lot of people were very shocked and upset about his death. How do you, help your kids cope with this?
Well, actually, as you mentioned, Lisa, this was the crocodile hunter and Steve Irwin were an incredibly popular program here in the U.S., but really around the world. Mm-hmm. He really was a national hero in Australia. And I think you have to think about it the way you think of all tragedies, which is, you know, you can see here on the screen, they're showing all the flowers and all the tributes that were left to this guy. He was a figure who obviously captured the public's imagination of many kids. And I think you have to be there for your kids. You know, one of the things that you want to talk about, you see some of the scenes with the crocodiles that we're showing, is the fact that He invited danger from time to time, and I think you need to talk that through with your kids who watch some of these scenes. You obviously have to limit their exposure to the story somewhat as well, because this is the kind of thing for kids that can be very frightening. It can scare them about animals. It can scare them about shows. You know, I was saying to you earlier that I think that there's been too much media hype over this. It's not as bad as the ridiculous JonBenet scenario we watched a few weeks ago. But I do think that the media overexposes stories like this sometimes. So I think in addition to being there for your kids and talking with them about how they're feeling, you can also point out sometimes the fact that some of these stories get hyped so much, and you can talk with them about whether that you think that's good or not.
But I think the reason why you see it a lot in the news is because people are interested in it. He was killed by a stingray.
I agree. I was merely talking about the degree to how many times you're going to run a coverage. But overall, I do think this is the area where you also have to deal with different age kids. So that, for example, if you have a preschooler, their reaction might be very different than a 12-year-old, and many of us have more than one child. So I think you also have to be sensitive to the different ages of your kids and how they're going to respond to this story as well. And again, the messages of the show, which Common Sense Media gave The Crocodile Hunter 4 stars and an on button for kids ages 7 and up. So we really thought it was a very good show. And mm-hmm. his message of conservation was clear. I think you want to balance the kids' feelings about the character that they cared about so much, mm-hmm. acknowledging those, saying those are real, watching with them, but also limiting the exposure because you want them to go away with sort of a balanced perspective on Steve Irwin and recognizing that, unfortunately, tragedies like this can happen in life, and even people who they admire, like Steve Irwin, can pass away.
So his death was caught on tape. What happens when that, video is released? What if it goes on the internet? How do you control your kids from seeing
it? Well, I think that's a very good question. In fact, there's a lot of controversy over whether or not the video should be released. Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, I think the clear answer is it's up to his family. Mm-hmm. It's really his family's decision as to what they would or would not do with that videotape. Personally, I would not want my kids to watch the videotape of his death. They love the water, they snorkel, I scuba dive. I would not want my kids watching that tape. I think if it does go on the internet, it'd be another example where as a parent you have to be involved in what your kids are looking at or viewing on the internet, which is increasingly the reality today.
Right.
And I think I personally would not want my kids watching that kind of scene. I think it would be too frightening. It's different to watch the scenes we see here than to actually watch the death of someone you really cared about on TV.
All right, Jim Steyer, our media expert, thank you.